the book of Romans, part 39. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information about my books, I'm thinking about the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is also the book that I use for the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. So it's a four book, nearly 800 pages thick. It's important for the time that we are living in. If you are interested or have a question or want to share something in short, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please share this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 Bible handy, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. Make sure you also have a pen and paper to make notes. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any churches, denominations, organizations, anybody in the world, Catholics, Protestants. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning worldwide through the internet. According to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which is the best English-Hebrew Bible you can ever lay your hands on. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Should you want to know more about it, you can just contact me. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing to you in the name of Yahushua. We are about to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Romans, the book of Romans chapter 2. And again, it is very important to take note of the figurative speech in all these scriptures. Romans 2:26. This scripture is like a sword that's so sharp that if you can take a hair and drop it on the edge of the sword, it will cut the hair. That's how sharp it is. This is how sharp the word is. Why? Because it's inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh. It's driven by the power of the resurrection blood of Yahushua, which is also the redemption blood that provides the grace that we live in today. Romans 2:26. Therefore, if the uncircumcision, which is the Gentiles, keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? What do you say? Well, the scripture is very firm about it. If a Gentile that doesn't know nothing about circumcision lives by the law that he is used to function under, it is going to be as if he is circumcised. Because the Israelites was saved through the circumcision as the sign of the covenant of Father Abraham. This is what circumcision is. It's a sign of the covenant between Abraham and Yahweh Almighty. And what do we have today as bride of Yahushua? We have a covenant of redemption blood, which was provided by Yahushua. He was nailed to a cross. He died a sinner's death. Although he was the Son of the Creator of heaven and earth, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting life, he gave his life for us in order to be able to live. And this is what makes redemption so important in our lives. It's the fact that it can only function through Yahushua's blood, and not the blood of little doves, or a lamb, or a goat, or even a calf. Just the blood of Yahushua. If you mix anything with the blood of Yahushua, it will not function. And that's why we have these Hebrew root movement people. Partly Hebrews, partly Protestant. They don't know what and who they are. That's why there's a lot of people that made accusations to say that we, myself and the people that believes in what I teach, is a new Hebrew group. It's not. We are not a new Hebrew group. We are nothing. We're not part of the Yom movement, the Sacred Day movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Seventh Day Adventists. We're not part of nobody. We use the same Bible as the Yom movement and the Sacred Name movement. The restoration of the original Sacred Name movement. But we're not part of them. Why not? Because the first four pages in the front of the Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, is all about the laws of Moses. The Yom movement and the Sacred Name movement, they all are functioning under the laws of Moses. You can't. And this is what astonishes me. When I came to this about 15, 16 years ago, when I came to this revelation word, is that these people function under the laws. They keep the Sabbaths. They believe circumcision. They do the Pesach. They do the different laws. But they do not live by the sacrifice of animals. There they want to bring in the blood of Yahushua. I use the same Bible which they are using with the revelation names, as Dr. Joseph Brion Rottenham in 1860 translated it from the 1611 King James Bible. And that's why this is a very, very special Bible. And this is why you won't find it in any bookshops in the world. For simple reason. The Roman Catholic Church 2,000 years ago tried to suppress the revelation names. That's why we had the Dark Ages, where 150 million Yahvists and Hebrew people were slaughtered and killed by the Roman Catholic Church. In the next 1,500 years. And this is why this gospel is so treacherous full to me. The biggest treasure I could ever receive. That's why I preach and teach this gospel with confidence. Every letter and every word of it. But we function under the redemption blood of Yahushua, and not partly under the laws of Moses. We have the two kingly laws. Hear you, Yahvist, Yahweh Elohim is one. You must serve him with your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, and your brother like yourself. There's no greater law than to serve your brother. And today we live in the revelation word, understanding what Yahushua came and done to on our behalf. He gave his life in order for us to be able to live. And this is why the scripture says, therefore, if the uncircumcision, the Gentiles, keep the righteousness of the law, shall not their uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? What do you say? Verse 27, and shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it is fulfilled the law, judge thee? He's asking the Israelites, Apostle Paul, and shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it is fulfilling the law, judge thee? Who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law? So what does the Gentile do? He does not transgress the law, because he's not circumcised. And the circumcision is what? Is the proof of the commitment to the law. First of all, the circumcision was the sign of the covenant between Abram and Father Yahweh. But when Moses led Israel from captivity after 430 years in captivity, in the 40 years they dwelt in the desert, Yahweh gave Moses 613 laws. Why? Because for 430 years they lived lawlessness. They lived without a Hebrew law. They accompanied the Gentile law of the Egyptians, different Egyptian gods, believing different gods. Every time there's a new Pharaoh, there's a new god. And this is why Yahweh gave Moses the 613 laws. It's Yahweh's laws that was given to Moses that he had to teach unto the Israelites. But they didn't want to have much to do with it. Why? Because they keep functioning in their sins. They never repent from no sin. I don't find one scripture that says they repent. Never. They live by the law, the letter of the law. And that's why Yahweh gave us Yahushua. We don't live by the letter of the law. We live by the blood that was shed for us. What is which blood? The animal's blood? No. The redemption blood of Yahushua. We live by the gift of life that he gave us. And that gift of life was not just a bit of blood. It was his whole life. I donate blood. I've just donated my 411th unit since I was 16 years old, just about to become 74. Or 75. 74, yeah. Will be full. So, and so many times when I donate blood, the sisters that takes the blood, that draws the blood, would say, you know what? It's not blood that you are giving. You are giving life to three different people. That one unit of blood can save three different people's lives. Because the plasma and the blood and the plates. So, Yahushua just didn't die on the cross. He gave his life by donating his blood. For us who were Gentiles, in order to receive eternity. And we don't receive his blood by a blood transfusion. We receive it by repenting. The moment that we repent our sins, the moment that we are immersed in the name of Yahshua to the forgiveness of our sins, we start a new life in holiness. Walking this life in total holiness, striving towards perfection. We are not perfect. No ways. We are human. We're living in a sinful world. But we are striving towards holiness every day. Meaning, laying off the things that we cling to our lives. And that's why we need to be a testimony in this day. We will have the opportunity to be a testimony to unto a lost world. So let's use the opportunity in the grace of Yahshua. Until tomorrow morning, with Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.